If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
Because no one ever said life is fair, here is Foul Territory with Jeff and Jen on Sports Overnight America.
Hello, everyone. Good evening and welcome in. It is Sports Overnight America here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Jen and Jeff Rich. I don't think we're jet lagged, Jen, but back from a little bit of travel over the weekend. You don't believe in jet lag?
Not within the United States, no. It's 2 to 3 hours. You're fine.
Okay.
Going overseas, you know, 8, 9, 17 hours. Yeah, fine. 3 hours, 2 hours, you're fine.
I don't notice it because of the travel time. I mean, when you travel west, you pretty much land about the same time as you took off. And when you travel east, like, your entire day disappears on that flight. But we are fresh and ready back from the Midwest, ready to sweat it out here in the Phoenix, Arizona. We'll talk a little bit about, you know, about our trip. We'll talk about what's going on in Major League Baseball. The Olympics have closed out. And Jen, I'll let you tell everybody about the sort of celebrity sighting that we had at the Minneapolis airport on Sunday. But let's first introduce Daniel Ogden. He's behind the glass. He's got his microphone on. He's ready to chop it up with us. Daniel, did you have a great weekend?
Yeah, it was a pretty solid weekend. Can't complain about much.
All right. We put a lot of miles on, Jen and I.
I figured with the flights and all the
driving. Jen, I don't know what's up with your mic, but maybe turn it on or something or take the cough button off.
Okay, well, we'll figure out Jen's technical difficulty during the break here, but let's talk about preseason NFL underway for everybody. Major League Baseball, you know, things are getting really nitty and gritty for the teams that are in playoff chases and a few other things. And you know, remember, we're not that serious here. It's Monday night. It's Sports Overnight America, and we'll be right back.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio. Radio.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
She's flipping the script.
Yeah.
It's time for her to ask the questions. Here's Jen Rich with today's headlines.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Jen Rich with you from Phoenix. Jeff Rich sitting across from me pointing at something that I'll look at later and maybe figure it out. If not, then that's why. Daniel Ogden's also dialed in up in the studio. When you're not listening to us live, make sure you check us out on the social medias at What's Up Riches, at Jeff Rich Talks, and of course, don't forget the Sports Byline Network at Sports Byline USA. All right, so I'm guessing Jeff is pointing to one of our eight monitors here. I actually was going to ask you about, so we went on a trip. We went all over Minnesota. We did all sorts of things. Had to go back to the 9-to-5 today. Was kind of busy. Like 20 minutes after I got there, you sent me a story about a baseball team that won, but they didn't score any runs. And because I was busy, I didn't have time to look at it. So I want to know what that's about.
Okay, so we'll start with that.
Now Jeff's mic's not working, just a heads up.
So he got mine to work, but it was at the expense of his own. He sacrificed his mic for me.
There we go. I'm sure we're fine.
We're on track now, guys.
Woo!
We got the show on track 7 minutes in. Not bad.
Monday.
Not bad. Yeah. On a Monday... We didn't get to do a show on Tuesday due to circumstances beyond our control, beyond Daniel's control. In fact, we'll get into that in a minute. But
I forgot about that.
So
got vacation started early.
So had you looked at it?
But I told you at like 5 o'clock this afternoon. I was like, "Oh, tell me about that article." I'm like, "No, actually, don't tell me about the article." I'm like, "We'll just discuss it later." We had an entire conversation about it.
Oh yeah, and I put it right in at 57 after the hour.
Yeah, it's gonna be down there.
Okay, so we'll.
You expect me to read all of that? You should see this like paragraph of stuff Jeff has that he presented to me. He was literally pointing at. As I was reading the intro to the last segment.
That's what happens when you miss every production meeting.
When was there a production meeting?
Well,
the studio looked like a tornado went through it up until about, I guess it still kind of looks like a tornado went through it.
So it looks like a typical studio because I haven't been, you know, neither one of us have been to the Byline studio in a couple of years now.
It'll be 2 years, I think, this August or September.
Right, and we're in August already. So.
Was it just last year?
No, it was 2 years ago.
Oh, it was 2 years already. We probably should get a road trip going here pretty soon.
And we definitely need to, but we don't have any weekends free.
No, our weekends are stupid.
So to answer your question, this is Frontier League. This is Lake County Crushers, what we've a team that we've been familiar with since 2009 when we got
a team that we got to see like 2.5 innings of baseball at.
We saw an official game.
Yeah,
okay. We saw an official game back in July, but their tiebreaker rules. They start with the runner on second, and if that doesn't score in the 10th, instead of playing an 11th inning, they allow the home team to choose whether they want to play offense or defense for a half an inning. And it's simple. If you choose defense and you hold stop the other team from scoring, you win the game. If they score a run, they win the game. And it's just a half inning, so there's nothing beyond that. And Crushers decided to pitch because nobody had scored yet in the game, and nobody scored in that half of a frame in the 11th inning. And 0-0, Crushers win. Officially, it goes down as a 1-0 win.
Yeah, okay.
Like, it's like the shootout, I guess. But, I mean, how much do we need to speed up the game? Why can't we play an 11th and 12th inning?
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I don't like it. It's like that line from Jimmy Fallon in one of the rare instances that he's been funny in the movie. What is that? Now the movie's like Fever Pitch. And, you know, she's like, well, when does this end? And he's it's not a Broadway musical. It doesn't have a grand finale. And it ends when it ends. You're at a baseball game. You're watching a baseball game. It's what you're doing. If you have something else to do, then go do your something else. I don't care. But stop messing up this game. I'm tired of the ghost runner. I don't even like the pitch clock. I'm amazed that more people didn't get absolutely annihilated in terms of getting hit in the head by forcing these pitchers to move faster than they were used to. I think everyone's pretty adjusted now. They're doing it at the lower levels to kind of get them, you know, used to it. I don't like it. Just leave the game alone.
There will be no adjustment phase for players that are reaching the big leagues going forward because they've been doing it for a couple of years now. And
it's just what they have now.
It's become the standard. And I almost understand it for minor league games because the results don't truly matter. It's all about
players. You want to do it in the minors? That's fine. I don't want to see this minor little league crap in my professional games.
I don't disagree with it. I don't disagree with it. So we'll get into our trip at 40 after the hour. I wanted to get to some things first. Obviously, we've talked a little bit about having to travel by air and there being no such thing as jet lag. But
I mean, I get that feeling now. The last couple of flights we've taken, where I do feel like I'm still moving at an incredibly fast rate of speed for several hours after we've landed, but that usually goes away when I wake up.
I don't know that I can relate to that.
It's not a fantastic feeling.
No, I'm not.
You know, sometimes your body does stuff and your equilibrium's off and you're kind of like, wow, this is kind of fun. This is like kind of tripping balls without having to do anything. But no, that was not fun. There was nothing fun about the way I felt last night.
Nothing euphoric about it?
No, absolutely not.
All right.
And my ears hadn't popped all the way yet. And like, it was bad.
Okay, so in the days since we've last been on the air,
which has been a full week now, I didn't even realize.
Yeah, right.
Sorry.
In the time that we've been, not been on the air, the White Sox losing streak had extended to 21 games.
Yes.
They broke it in a victory against the Oakland Athletics, and then Pedro Grifol got his walking papers.
Bootsies Machuchis, yes.
It was nice.
So our trip started off with Jeff turning to me mid-flight and saying, so Grady Sizemore is going to manage the White Sox. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah. And I was like, you're joking, right? He's like, no. And I'm like, you have to be joking. He was not joking. Sizemore, Grady Sizemore, now coaching the White Sox.
I think Grady Sizemore is a little bit more of a rememberable name when you follow Cleveland, and, you know, such as this household does.
So the studio is a mess right now, and there's a giant closet in the studio, and somewhere in the depths of that giant closet in the studio is at least one, if not two, Grady Sizemore blankets. We have a fleece with Grady Sizemore on it.
Okay, so the bad news is that I gave one of those blankets to my cousin in Ohio.
Okay, so we only have one Grady Sizemore floating around.
The good news is that cousin now lives in Arizona.
okay.
So, and she's probably over Grady Sizemore. She found a husband and everything.
She probably doesn't have it. It's probably, like, on the floor. One of her dogs is probably sleeping on it.
I would be honored to have one of her dogs sleeping.
We'll have to ask her when it's a normal time. Maybe I'll tomorrow I'll just randomly be like, hey, what's up? So, what's going on with that Grady Sizemore blanket?
I'm going to guarantee you that she would not even even remember. Anyway, Grady Sizemore takes over as manager of the Chicago White Sox. He last played in 2014, split the season between the Phillies and the Red Sox, but lost the first two after he took over, and they get a big win against the Yankees.
Yeah, definitely took some aggression out.
And I thought I saw something along the lines of they're the first team in however many years to be the worst team in baseball and beat the best team in baseball.
You have that listed in the 18th paragraph of segment 3. White Sox first worst team to beat best team by 10 in a while. Just a while. Not like a year count. Not like just a while. Had lost previous 23 of 24.
Well, the thing is, Jen, we have a break coming up. Just I was going to be able to figure out what a while was during that break. Now I'm going to put the burden on you to...
paragraph 18 of segment 4.
So we didn't get to the college football rankings, which are completely meaningless. So I'm good to blow off that conversation. This Jared Duran apparently... turned around and was just tired of a heckler, right?
Yeah, kind of said an F word, one of the longer F words.
Well, he said two F words. He said the one that everybody knows and then the one that's...
Now they're in Boston, and we know Bostonians talk kind of funny. Are we sure he didn't just say, like, foghorn leghorn?
Foghorn leghorn?
Yeah, he was just, like, calling the guy foghorn leghorn.
No, he apologized.
Sure, with his, like, Boston accent, it just, he was saying something else. It just sounded like a slur.
This wasn't the guy calling for dinger, dinger. I don't even know if I should say that.
I do want to know what the fan was saying to him, though.
I'm
not saying this kind of behavior is okay from a professional athlete. I'm just kind of saying what was being said to him. Why are we not hearing what was being said towards him? Was he getting slurs? Was he getting, like, what was being said to him that prompted that? Why are we only getting half of it? Oh, that's right, because the majority of media is liars.
All right. I'll pick up on that thought on the other side. You got scores coming up. The music's playing. We got to get out. Daniel Ogden has been silently standing by. Can't wait to hear what he's got to say tonight. I'm Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America, and we'll be right back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816.
800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
What she says is final. Jen Rich is always keeping score here on Sports Overnight America.
Hello again. It's time for the Sports Byline Update Desk, where I am always keeping score. Still always, still just baseball. We don't really do any of the preseason scores, but once football starts being real, and maybe college football, we'll start doing that too. But 48 more days of regular season baseball. Over in the American League, we have Boston topping Texas 5-4 after 10. The Twins put up 6 in the second, hold on to beat the Royals 8-3. The White Sox took some aggression out on the Yankees, 12-2 final there. As we discussed, Astros 6, Royals 1, 6th straight win for the Astros, and Bowden Francis threw 7 and retired 21 of 22 in the Blue Jays 4-2 win over the Angels. Over the National League, the Dodgers beat the Brewers 5-2, Spencer Steers drives in 5, and the Reds 6-1 win over the Cardinals. The Rockies lost 5-4 to the Diamondbacks, who are, I think, just getting hot despite me. Padres edged out the Pirates 2-1, and the Braves beat the Giants 1-0 after 10. Only one game in interleague action. Jeff's Cleveland and my Chicago Cubs. Cubs kind of came out strong. Guardians tacked some more on. Cubs kind of rallied, but they cubbed, so they lost 9-8. And that's all I have in ways of scores.
All right, first time since September 27th, 1934, that the worst team in baseball beat the best team in baseball by 10 runs or more. That was the Detroit Tigers over the it was the White Sox over the Tigers. So the White Sox have been that team twice.
Okay.
All right.
You just hate to hear it.
Revisit it. And let's not forget, Daniel Ogden's with us this hour. We were talking a little bit about Jaren Duran responding to a heckler and called him an effing F. Yeah, I guess that's all I can really say.
Yeah.
Which I understand. I understand when... what was his name? Tom Brenneman, the announcers for the Reds, got caught on a hot mic saying it was the F capital. Kansas City was the F capital of the world. It's a 7-letter word, and it's been used in the
six?
Heat. What's that?
Six?
Six.
Are we still talking about the same bad F word?
My friends and I describe that word as dropping a hard F.
A hard F?
Yeah, it's a hard F.
See, I like what South Park did with it, where they took it back.
The biker episode?
And they used it for the biker.
Yeah, everyone
and they used the 3-letter abbreviation for it. So, you got to, it's obviously something that needs to be danced around. Here's what I think that the whole thing is that we're trying to educate that word out of people's vernacular and their vocabularies. And it's like when autocorrect puts a slur on the screen when it was obviously an autocorrect, but why is that in your phone's memory? Why is that? Why does that roll off the tip of your tongue? And I think it's a little excessive. I mean, he got 2 games. Tom Brenneman, didn't get to, has not called a baseball game since, did not even finish that game. Called that Nick Castellanos home run though.
Yeah. Every time something terrible happens, that guy's popping one out of the park.
Oh, Castellanos. But Yeah, so, you know, he gets his he gets to walk, you know, he gets to sit out two games. He was very remorseful about it. It wasn't that he said something else that it was misinterpreted. You know, he's at the plate. Catcher, the umpire, definitely, you know, heard it. And I think that it's becomes just, you know, just a shock, because I'm sure that they hear foul language all the time.
I don't know. I just remember that was how you greeted your friends. You know, I think there's a derogatory use of it, and then I think there's the kind of just loose use of it.
So, like, so are we assuming this heckler wasn't like Nathan Lane in The Birdcage?
Yeah, probably not. I'm going to go on a limb here and assume that this guy probably wasn't of that persuasion.
Yeah.
Just a regular dude. And that's, I want to know more about this guy. What did this individual do? What did this individual say? Who is this individual? Give me both sides. Stop giving me only half of something.
Maybe
stop
he was
sensationalizing
British.
Things.
Maybe he was British. Maybe he just wanted a cigarette.
Yeah, that's what maybe I mean. That's what I was like thinking too. I'm like, maybe it's possible. Maybe this guy had seats, you know, right down by the field. Maybe he was a chain smoker. Maybe he's going out in the smoking deck and chain smoking in between innings. Maybe he can smell the smoke on him. There's so many possibilities. Stop only giving people half of the story. Stop sensationalizing things. Stop pinning people against each other. Just tell us everything that's going on, or just don't tell us anything at all.
I hear you.
Pissed off.
I hear you.
Tired of it. Get off my grass.
Welcome to the Panderverse. Welcome to the, and again, you know, I'm not advocating for Durant to say the word. He was remorseful.
Yeah, again,
he was
not
apologetic.
The favor you want from a professional athlete, but tell me the rest of it.
Yeah, you know, and if you really want to, it's going to be about $8,700 in salary. I think the two games.
And
so
it's going to be going to an organization, parents of LGB. I always word is worried.
P-flag.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm always going to worry. I forget letters and I'm dyslexic and they're going to be in the wrong order. But yes, so it will all be going to a cause.
Yeah, I say just fine him. I say fine him, let him make the donation, and let MLB, you know, look, you know, really cosmopolitan. And we know that it's all, you know, kind of crap. But here's my feeling is that I agree with you that it had to be really over the top, because these guys are really, really thick skinned. And in the heat of battle, I mean, I remember Justin Masterson, who pitched for Cleveland, you know, a few years back. He talked about opening day starts on the road, and he's like, you know, the crowd's going to be, you know, crazy because it's just that way on opening day. He's like, half the time you don't hear it anyway. So, you know, for it to be, you know, for this to happen with Durant, I just think that I think that it probably is part of his vocabulary. And I think that there's a lot more people that have it in their vocabulary because it's so casually
you
used.
You've never been cut off by somebody in traffic and yelled it. You've never, like, everyone has said it at some point, whether it's been, yelling at someone in traffic or just jokingly greeting your friends.
Just because we heard it on
the entire generation that just used that as a greeting for their friends. That was like the term you called your best friend.
Well, like the R word. I it's only fresh on my mind because we were watching the episode of The Office where Holly
thinks of Kevin.
You know, thinks that Kevin is you know, a little slow. Rides a bus short. Rode a bus shorter than the rest of the kids.
You
to
drive
school.
Your own car? Yeah. Do you drive your own car?
The thing is that Brian Baumgartner did a great job, you know, playing Kevin on The Office, but It's like that R word. I mean, like, we heard it drop so casually throughout the course of Drop Dead Gorgeous, right?
It's like, I don't even think my Uncle Glenn knew what my name was. He just called me the R word all the time. I come home from school, he'd be like, hey, R word. And I'd just be like, shut up, because I was like 9.
Well,
like,
I mean,
that's all he called me up until, like, he probably still calls me it, just not to my face.
Well,
his friends were like, what are you doing this weekend? He's like, oh, I'm going to go over to that R word's house and have a pool party. Would not doubt it at all.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing with the, did you call it a hard F or a soft F, Daniel?
Hard F.
Hard F. Hard F.
The hard F word.
I think the soft F is more offensive.
It's a silent F.
If it's a hard F, it's hard.
But it was, you know, I would never direct that term, you know, towards the groups that are offended by that word. But if you put it in the same context where, you know, someone of our same Caucasian persuasion walked in and N-worded us, it'd be weird. It'd be weird in mixed company, and in private, it would be a little bit different. I think that it would just cause like a, you know, a cross-eyed look back, you know, sideways look back at the person that said it. Knowing that all of the people that, you know, we think that we curse with that word.
Yeah.
To think that we would dare think anything other than that they wanted, we all have our aspirations in life, and their aspiration is just to feel like us.
Yeah.
So I would never denigrate those people with that word. But I wouldn't mind doing it. Somebody that's just a jerk.
I don't know. I just
and I don't do it anymore because it had the words just kind of rolled out of my vernacular just because it's become so. You know, what's the, faux pas for sure. But, you know, it's a toxic word now.
I mean, we're just sitting here talking about apologizing for a word. And I'm just realizing that I don't think I've got an apology for the nutsack that I didn't want to see during the Olympic opening ceremonies. I don't think anyone's apologized to me for that. I didn't want to see nutsack. You want to see nutsack? Daniel, I'm sure you didn't want to.
No, I wait till the pole vault for my nutsacks. All right, that's Jen Rich. Daniel's with us in San Francisco. I'm Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America. Let's give a shout out to everybody listening on the AFN. We appreciate what you do. We'll be right back.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jen and Jeff Rich.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show, Sports Overnight America with yours truly, Jeff Rich, my lovely wife, Jen, who has the patience to sit here and deal with the shenanigans that are this show. I'll give a shout out to the Studio Cat Cameo. Welcome, Mr. Bubba Cat, to the studio. And, of course, we've got Daniel Ogden up in San Francisco. And off air, Daniel and I, like to trade Seinfeld quips and, you know, just kind of talk about the show. And we had the boyfriend part one and two on in syndication this afternoon. And it was just, you know, that's just great without, throughout, because George has got to bring, Keith Hernandez, he's got to start dating the unemployment, liaison's granddaughter. And then he's got,
I haven't had a Big Mac in a long time, George.
The date. You know, it wasn't that hilarious. Jen brought this up. Yeah, you know where I'm going with this?
No.
about Seinfeld and McDonald's?
No, I don't actually.
Okay, so they were putting out a bag for a while, like all of, and it was promote the upcoming McDonald's appearance in Loki the series on Disney Plus. So now you know where I'm going. You know, they quote Seinfeld, the boyfriend.
Yeah.
And what was your thought on that?
Oh, I just remember the commercial you're talking about.
Okay, but I remember you telling me, like, yeah, that wasn't really like a positive sign. That wasn't really a positive thing about McDonald's.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't.
Yeah, so anyway,
I mean, who knows? That girl could have liked the Big Mac.
She hadn't had one in a long time. It could have been a euphemism, right?
Definitely didn't look like she hadn't had one in a long time.
Oh, damn.
Imagine being able to go back and, like, eat the Big Mac when it actually tasted like a Big Mac and not whatever garbage they're putting out now.
Hey, all I know is I despise Keith Hernandez.
Did you want to just throw that in there, or is McDonald's a sponsor of the show and I haven't been made aware?
No, I just wanted to throw that in there. And my favorite part of that whole episode, I always tell people, is like, I had no idea, like, when I was a little kid and we were watching it, I thought it was hilarious, but I had no idea that was, like, a JFK reference.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, like, well, you know, like, I didn't even know, and it was still funny, but now I'm like, that's so brilliant, you know?
Well, go back and watch it. Like, if you haven't watched baseball since you were a kid, that's a great one to go back and rewatch as an adult and, like, and see the jokes for the first time. Like, I just realized on, like, my 300th viewing of The Big Lebowski that, they referenced that Larry Sellers lives by, lives behind the In-N-Out Burger. And there's a scene where they're just chowing down right after that visit to Larry and his dad and, whoever the owner of that sports car out in front of the house was. If you haven't seen
it. Big Lebowski, great movie. I haven't watched that in a while. I should go back and watch that at some point.
Oh, yeah. I didn't listen to music coming back on the plane the other day, and I was scrolling through pictures, and I took a picture of the screen where the two cops come by about the stolen car, and he brings up the stolen rug, and the white cop's like, oh, separate incidents. And the whole time, the black cop is playing with his bowling pin bowl and, like, moving the weed around on the table. And it's just great. And then he just drops that line of, white guy says, we might find the car, but I wouldn't hold out much hope for the tape deck. And black cop just goes, or the credence.
You could have just said, and you want to be my latex salesman.
So, Jen, Minnesota.
As I'm sitting here reading this little preface to this, The Great Hunger, Ireland, 1845 to 49, about the potato famine. Yes, what about the Irish in Minnesota who probably migrated there from to avoid the potato famine?
Well, you know why I have that book is because I decided I was, for the previous history class I took, I was told to write about any historical landmark and the backstory behind it. And I bought that book to have additional documentation, you know, for to make the references page longer.
Did you read it?
No. Well, no. I mean, I found I cited references from
it. Like, I actually am going to read this. I was like, maybe I'll take this up to the cabin with me this weekend. But I think I'm going to read something a little bit less depressing.
Yeah, I think that is.
I'll save that one for when it's cold and rainy here.
I think that was kind of morose. What I found interesting from that book, in fact, and we'll get into
Minnesota.
Yeah, we'll get into Minnesota. Yeah, we went to an Irish pub in Minnesota, yeah. So this is relevant.
They only have like 14 on every corner.
So. Right.
My friend's like, yeah, let's meet at the Irish pub. I'm like, you got to be a little more specific, buddy. I'm looking at 6 right now, and I just turned my head slightly to the right.
But all of these groups that emigrated to, you know, to eat, basically, they went from the, you know, specific regions in Ireland.
I just started thinking about America as an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Oh, you're so mean. You're so mean.
I like when my darkness comes back. Like, yeah. Most people would be kind of put off by it, but I'm like when I get kind of dark again.
Well, we went to that place by the lake, and you got potato rings, which were like onion rings, but they weren't like circular fries. They were more so...
They were like tater tots that were just in a... Ring pattern.
In a ring for it. It's kind of like White Castle does with the chicken rings.
Yeah.
Not that we go to White Castle.
It's all the same deep fried stuff I shouldn't be eating because my cholesterol is like the worst it's ever been. Yeah.
But anyway, like all the little regions of Ireland, they traveled in packs, and that's why a lot of people, a lot of the Irish population in Cleveland, or the Irish American population after generations, obviously, they all come from like the same villages, the same little ports in Ireland, because they stuck together because they knew they were going to a place where they weren't going to know anybody.
Yeah.
So, but Minnesota, we deviated a little bit from the plan. The plan was to see AAA International League. To see Major League Baseball, obviously, to check another stadium off of our list. And
24, stadium number 24 for us, by the way.
Stadium number 24,
for those
thank
of you.
You
who didn't see it on the social meds.
So, but we didn't go see an American Association game. And part of it might have been, part of it was geography and distance, necessary distance to travel to get to these sites. And part of it was
St. Cloud to Sioux Falls. And I thought it was about 3-ish hours, and I looked it up, and it was, like, more over 4-ish. And I realized we were going to be spending 8 hours round trip, and I just couldn't do it.
So we couldn't do
it. And then I made the mistake of looking up Sioux Falls and seeing that they weren't very fallish. We were just right by Niagara Falls. Like, these are, like, tiny little falls. Like, I'm not driving 8 hours round trip for this baseball game and mediocre falls. Sorry,
Falls. Don't insult our fall. We're heard in South Dakota.
I just said
Sioux Falls. 1-800-878-7529. That's Jen Rich. She will not be writing any nice letters to your Chamber of Commerce.
I said
because
I'm sorry.
Their falls are not good enough for Jen Rich.
I'm just saying, like, there's a business complex up the street that has falls that look kind of bigger than the picture I saw.
Aqueduct!
Like,
the aqueduct at, like, 56th and Indian School in Phoenix. But I digress.
We're going to go there, though. We're going to fly into Omaha, and we're going to do Sioux City and Sioux Falls. So we'll be there. You will get our tourist dollars at some point, just not this last weekend.
Okay, so it worked out that Cleveland was playing the Twins in a 4-game set, and it worked out even better that they were playing a doubleheader on Friday to make up a game played previously. However, that was not a traditional doubleheader, and they kick everybody out of the park and make you buy tickets for that next game, which, you know, I'm not going to reward that kind of greed.
No.
So we were off. We were off to something that was close, that we could watch a 1 o'clock game and comfortably travel to a 7 o'clock game. And that was in the form of St. Cloud. I think it was about 40 minutes from Minneapolis, but we were kind of coinciding with rush hour, you know, with Friday rush hour traffic out of the, you know, out of They don't call them the Twin Cities up there. Minnesotans refer to St. Paul and Minneapolis as just the cities. So we ventured out to St. Cloud, which is a little northwest of Minneapolis. And we, interesting little complex that they had there in St. Cloud, Minnesota. You had the Iceplex. You had a baseball field that was like a stadium. I mean, it had the, with the grass infield and the sponsorship on the signs, home of the Cyclones, some type of Cyclones that play in St. Cloud, maybe St. Cloud High School or something like that. And then you had the Joe Faber Field.
Yep.
And it was a packed house. We showed up and I asked for two of the best available. And he said, all we got is general admission. Last regular
chunk of bleachers off the first baseline there.
Yeah, last regular season game. They were in the playoffs. In fact, I think that they were playing their opponent, Wilmer. It was St. Cloud Rocks. And their mascot.
Well, yeah, their Northwest League playoffs started today.
So I'm interested in following St. Cloud. And they just kind of bludgeoned Wilmer. It was 5-0 after one, and they ended up winning that game. There were Wilmer tacked on a couple late,
just a couple,
yeah,
like eighth inning or so, because they were doing fireworks, and I like fireworks. I'll stick around for fireworks, but they were kind enough to let us know that they were going to be to the sounds of Taylor Swift, so we left and watched the fireworks from our hotel,
where we were spared the
kind of. I mean, you sang one of her songs for a little bit.
For like 2.5 seconds.
It was a 19-second video, Jeff.
I was only singing for 3 seconds. And if you could call it singing, it was more like mocking. And it's crazy because I
posted in my story on Instagram, Girl of Many Hats.
Oh, okay. Oh, is it still up there?
No.
No, it can't.
No, those only last 24 hours.
Yeah, it's been way more than 24 hours. So
it was 48 hours ago now.
So instead of leaving St. Cloud for Sioux Falls, which was about a 4.5-hour drive from.
Yeah, it was significantly longer than I thought it was going to be.
Where did we go after all?
So we ended up going up to Duluth.
More Northwoods League action.
Yeah.
And we had time to kill in Duluth. And what did we do then?
So I was like, maybe we'll go to a restaurant and get some fish or something. I don't know what I was expecting. It was significantly more industrial than I was anticipating. So we didn't really eat anywhere. They did have a little downtown area. It was pretty packed. There wasn't a lot of available parking.
Right.
There wasn't really anything particular that I saw that I really wanted to go to anyways. So we just kind of went to a mall. I was going to went to a mall and walked around for like an hour to kill time.
We saw that Lids, and it just looked like somebody had...
The door to the Lids was shut.
Peacefully protested.
We started walking towards the Lids because hats. And the door shut, and a bunch of hats are just on the floor. And I'm like, wow, I wonder if they're closed because something went on. So when we were making our lap back through the mall, they were open, and we walked in, and the guy's like, all right, just let me know if you have any questions. I'm like, yes, I have one.
Just one.
I'm like, the hats, is that intentional, or did somebody have a special kind of bout of rage?
Yeah, so we...
They said it was intentional. They were restocking stuff around, but yeah, I'm like, it takes a special kind of mad to go into a hat shop and knock 500 hats onto the ground.
It was.
Like, I've been all sorts of mad, but I've never been going to a hat shop and knock down a couple hundred hats off of the racks.
So as you're theorizing about this, I'm like I'm looking through hats, rifling through, looking for 7.5s, and I knocked no less than 7 hats on the ground, and I'm like, now I'm doing it subconsciously. The reason we went to the mall was because we were going to kill time in the parking lot, but there were like 2 cars in the parking lot 2 hours before game time.
And it was also in like an industrial kind of area that looked
with the brick facing on the building from like the 40s.
Yeah, it looked a little seedy. I'm like, I don't know if we should just be sitting. Because I kind of like, I'm like, I'll just take a nap maybe. I'll just, go in the back seat and sleep. I'm like, we can't just hang out in this parking lot.
I've seen Fargo. I know what happens in this state.
I know what happens. I know what goes on.
Sturgeon Lake. I want to give a shout out to Parker Sandbar, Sturgeon Lake, Minnesota.
Great place. That's where we had that Euro pizza.
Yeah, and we saw the 50-year-old lady in the Bone Thugs and Harmony shirt.
She was so awesome. She was leading a meat raffle.
They were having a meat raffle.
They were raffling off meat and big frozen packages of meat and free drinks. It was so great. You guys want to buy raffle tickets? And I would have loved to. But there was no way we were going to get a frozen pack of meat back to Phoenix.
I don't know if they would have had to give us dry ice. We'd have probably just ended up giving it back away.
Yeah.
But that it was a good trip. And when we returned to the stadium in Duluth, Weed Stadium, WEDE, in Duluth, and we saw the Duluth Huskies take on the Rochester Honkers. Seriously, folks, Google the Northwoods League and see these team mascots, because it was St. Cloud Rocks, the Duluth Huskies, kind of normal. Wilmer Stingers, kind of normal. But
there's like Hot Tots and Mud Puppies and Pit Spitters. The names of these leagues, these teams in the league are insane.
And we got a ninth inning comeback and an extra innings walk-off in that game in Duluth. Then we watched the Guardians find their winning ways on Sunday at Target Field against the Twins, despite their best efforts to let it get away. All right, we'll be right back on the other side to close it on up. Daniel Ogden, Jen Rich, Jeff Rich, Sports Overnight America. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jen and Jeff Rich.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. We got Daniel Ogden in San Francisco. I got Jen Rich sitting right in front of me. I normally sit to the left, but the way that I've got things configured right now, you're still to my left, but I'm looking right at you.
Yeah, so and I wanted to sneak in there. The Olympian that we saw when we were stuck in the Minnesota airport for 18 hours, we saw Suni Lee coming back. She had a little welcome party. I guess she landed and they shot off the wire, the little
fire trucks water. Came out and hosed the plane down.
They had all, everyone was in all their American stuff. And
yeah, we missed it by about 5 minutes.
We saw them all on their little scooters or their little tram thingies, golf carts, whatever, going to the airport.
Yeah, so gold medal, welcome home. Suni Lee flying Delta from Los Angeles to Minneapolis. And we got on that same plane and came back to Phoenix so we can give you this great show tonight. For Daniel Ogden, for Jen Rich, I am Jeff Rich. This has been Sports Overnight America. Now stay tuned for more sports coming away next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.